This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Hey guys, real quick before we start today's story, this particular piece comes from an author who also has his own YouTube channel, where he reads his own work. So, to hear his rendition of the story, along with brand new ones every Sunday, please check out Tales of the Sacred Sword. I'll put a link in the description and give more info to you at the end of this episode. Now, back to the story. Yimfrost the Giant, written by Jason Hoyt, performed by Chris Herron. In the northern edge of the known world, all the way past the Darkwood Forest, past the branches of great families, all the way to a place most Qui-Gon men and women had never heard of, let alone had ever set foot in, lied a town forgotten to the passage of time. 9 moons of winter and hard, barren soil made life there difficult enough. Yimfrost made it unbearable. Yimfrost was a giant that lived in a cave high in the Razor Mountains to the west. Some say he lived in the mountains due to his love of the cold. Some say he lived there to hear his giant roars echo off the mountains. All said his skin was invincible. On the coldest winter nights, when even the heat from the great fire and the embrace of loved ones could not keep the chill from one's bones, Yimfrost would descend from his mountain cave. When the town folk awoke from their long winter sleep, there was a chance that one home would be short a member. On one particularly cold morning, Saith awoke with his loving wife in his arms, but his daughter Seg was nowhere to be found. With determination in his heart and a farewell kiss to his wife, Saith donned his warmest furs, strapped his sturdiest axe in a loop at his hip, and slung his trusted bow over his back. Powered by vengeance, Saith climbed the mountain until steepness and lack of air forced him to crawl. He crawled past the highest tree, past the loneliest cliff goat, wolverine, and white owl. The winter sun does not stay long this far north in the world. With the onset of darkness came Yimfrost's song, a great roar that reverberated throughout the mountains. It called out like a beacon, and Saith continued through the darkness. The morning sun cast a long mountain shadow to the east. Past that shadow, daylight broke over the town. Saith scrambled up the hill like a madman. Seg had been missing for a full day. He was close. A snow fox, as pure white as the snow around him, watched Saith scoop a handful of snow as sustenance. Saith paused and calmed himself. He nodded to the fox, who ran away. Saith would learn well from this lesson. Saith pulled his body over an escarpment. A flat, snow-covered land lay before him. At its end, the mountain continued upward, but a cave stood out at the base of the flatland. Yimfrost's song beckoned Saith to the cave. Through the roars, a faint, muffled cry called out. A parent knows the call of their child apart from all others. With a beaten and defeated Seg slung over his shoulder, Yimfrost emerged from his cave. His great arms outstretched and his roaring ceased, if only long enough for a yawn. He was twice the height of a man, and his skin was coated in rocky green so dark it was almost black. If Yimfrost noticed Saith, he gave no indication. With a hand as large as a loaf of bread, he dug through the snow like a rodent, digging for his grubs. He yanked out a root Saith had never seen before. He clenched his fist and then opened it. The root had ground to dust, which Yimfrost sprinkled over Seg's hair.
"Meat must be spiced just so,"
Imfrost's voice was halfway between a song and a roar.
"Unhand her!"
With his axe held high overhead, Saith charged the giant of the Razor Mountains. Imfrost turned his back to Saith and placed Seg on the ground. She was tied like a hog with vines and roots as ropes. Rags stuffed her mouth to gag her sounds. Saith's axe rebounded off the giant's green back with a clang. Saith struggled to control it.
"No blade can harm the great Imfrost!"
Imfrost spread his arms wide, calling to the mountains.
"Can you not hear my song? My skin is made from Atrotos. I am invincible."
Imfrost scooped Seg in his arms, like a man holding a kitten. He headed back into his cave, his ambling gait a speed greater than most men could sprint. Saith inspected the spot where he struck Imfrost. Not a dent or a scratch. As he started after Imfrost, the snow fox caught his eye. It yawned at Saith, then sauntered out of sight. Saith nodded in return. Saith entered the cave at a determined but not rushed pace. Bones littered the floors and walls like a sick art display of a mad tyrant. Skulls too small to be adult. Femurs on opposite sides of the room. Clothes of long-dead children scattered to the ground.
"Come to strike me again. You'll only dull your axe. Begone, man. Your flesh is too old for my tastes. It reeks of mold. I have no interest in you, and you have no chance of saving this one. Return to your home."
"I've not come for that one," answered Saith.
"Oh, then what have you come for?"
"All my life I've heard tales of the great roar of Imfrost the Giant. I followed you here to hear it for myself."
Imfrost studied Saith, then placed Seg's body in a cauldron of water. At the cauldron's base, a fire grew, the first bubbles forming from the heat. Seg thrashed, but she was bound and gagged. The giant sucked in a gulp of air and then let out a roar. The sound was deafening. Saith's hat flew from his head and his hair whipped back. He leaned forward to avoid falling backward. Several bones flew out of the cave, and many others rolled along its floor. After several seconds, the roar ceased.
"Behold the roar of Imfrost. Are you satisfied?"
Saith wiped a web of spittle from his skin. The winter fox watched from outside the cave. It yawned. Saith nodded and then faced the giant once again.
"I had heard the roar of Imfrost was greater than 1,000 white bears, yet all I hear is the mew of a kitten. Such a wasted trip."
Saith sighed.
"Kitten? I'll show you, kitten!"
Imfrost blew the remaining air from his lungs. He closed his eyes, placed his hands on his stomach, and sucked in air for a full minute. He opened his mouth to let loose the mightiest roar. Before any sound came out, Saith had drawn his bow and fired. The arrow struck true, deep inside the giant's mouth and buried into the inside of his skull. Imfrost may have skin made of invincible Atrotos, but his insides were as soft as the flesh of any man. The giant collapsed to the ground. Saith untied his daughter and wrapped her in furs. With her in his arms, they descended the mountain. They returned to his wife. Many beasts make their calls from high upon the Razor Mountains. The hoot of the wise owl, the roar of the white bear, the purr of the cougar. But never again was heard the roar of Imfrost. Jason Hoyt searched YouTube for 10-minute fantasy short stories. After finding many channels like this for horror or creepypasta, but a dearth of similar content for fantasy stories, he started his own channel, Tales of the Sacred Sword. Jason is currently working on his third novel, with the first two in various stages of revision. What he'd appreciate more than anything is if you could subscribe to his YouTube channel and enjoy his brand new videos every Sunday. All right, I hope you guys liked that. If you did, please go visit his YouTube channel. I know exactly what it's like trying to start one of these from scratch, and it is so slow going at first. He's got a lot of videos and some really good stories on there, so definitely check it out. He tries to do all sorts of sound effects and everything like that, so it's a lot of fun to listen to. If you do go over there, be sure to subscribe, like his videos, comment, because that'll really help the YouTube algorithm for him try to get some more people on there. And of course, before you leave, be sure to subscribe to my channel if you haven't yet. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.